Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker can boast something no other Republican presidential hopeful can: close personal ties to three states the GOP would love to carry in 2016. Walker was born in Colorado, then lived in Iowa, then moved to Wisconsin. In fact, that's where a young Scott Walker caught the political bug. NPR's Don Gagne picks up the story as part of our series Journey Home.
Drive into Delavan, Wisconsin, and you immediately notice the giant circus animals downtown. A giraffe towering over a small grassy park, and an elephant rearing up on its hindquarters. They're statues, actually, here to commemorate the town's quirky history as home to circus companies that needed a place to winter over. They began arriving in the mid-1800s. P.T. Barnum's Greatest Show on Earth was founded here. But the last of the circuses pulled out of Delavan three decades ago. You might also spot the small green road sign that reads, "Welcome to Delavan, population 8,463, and in script lettering, hometown of Governor Scott Walker. Here in solidly Republican Walworth County, Walker's backers look forward to updating that sign, hometown of President Scott Walker. Mel Neuenheis has been mayor of Delavan for 14 years.
I call him Scott. I don't call him Governor Walker. That's the way I look at Governor Walker, as a friend.
Walker hasn't lived here since he left to go to college in the mid-1980s. He gets back on occasion. These days, though, when local residents see him, it's probably on television. I asked the mayor this.
When you see Scott Walker, now Governor Walker, now presidential candidate Walker, do you still see that guy from Delavan?
I do. I think so, because to me, Scott, he speaks at my level. He doesn't talk down to you. He's just a regular guy.
Scott Walker was 10 years old when his dad became pastor at the First Baptist Church in Delavan and moved his family from the even smaller town of Plainfield, Iowa. You can still walk around the back of the church and see the project Walker completed to earn Eagle Scout honors. There's a small but steep hill there. Walker and some fellow scouts built a retaining wall using old telephone poles. It worked. People who knew him then say he was already developing leadership qualities.
Here on the bottom shelf in our reference area, we've got the 1986 Delavan Darien High School yearbook.
It's evident in the pages of his high school yearbook, which Library Director Anita O'Brien opens to the index, where there's a long list next to Scott Walker's name.
Foreign Language Club, the Library Club, Pep Club, Student Council, Varsity Club, Basketball, Cross Country, Football, Track, Swing Choir. So apparently he can sing.
That photo shows him with the choir performing songs from the musical Cats. There's one of him playing drums in the high school band. In the varsity football team photo, he sits in the front row, left side, wearing number 32. In another, he sports the classic hairstyle of the day, a mullet. The caption underneath reads, "Scott K. Walker, the Desperado." There's no further explanation. Following Walker's junior year of high school, he took part in a decades-old Wisconsin tradition, an American Legion-sponsored program called Badger Boys State. Thomas Screenus has been a staffer at these annual gatherings for decades, returning each year, even though he's now a Catholic bishop in northern Michigan.
There's about 800 to 900 young men from across the state of Wisconsin. Most high schools send one or two or three citizens to Boys State.
Walker actually made it in as an alternate when one of those selected from Delavan couldn't make it. But Bishop Screenus says Scott Walker stood out.
He was very poised, very articulate, was well-read, and very interested in politics and history.
During the week at Badger Boys State, participants form a government, run for office, debate issues. Then, at the end, two students are selected to attend Boys Nation in Washington, D.C. Walker was chosen. This is Scott Walker in a video on the American Legion website.
In and of itself just transformed me. I was totally taken, not just by the politics and the running for office and the government, but just about the public service.
25 years after Boys Nation, he was elected governor of Wisconsin. In that job, Walker has had many battles. He took on the public employee unions, including teachers, stripping them of most of their collective bargaining rights. That led to a recall attempt 2 years into his term. But he survived and was re-elected in 2014. His campaigns have been bruising affairs, and even in Delavan you can feel the after effects. Some around town can be reluctant to talk about him. Mayor Nieuwenhuis says there's a reason for that.
You know, either you love Scott Walker or you hate Scott Walker, depending on which side you're on.
It's a small town. Why risk getting your neighbor mad at you, he says. As for Walker himself, these days when he talks about Delavan, it's about the conservative values he learned there, like in this speech he made in New Hampshire.
When I grew up in Delavan, not a one of my classmates ever said to me, hey, Scott, someday when I grow up, I want to become dependent on the government. Nobody ever said that. Nobody wrote in my yearbook, Scott, good luck becoming dependent on the government.
It isn't a laugh line for everyone, however. Ryan Schrader is a lifelong Delavan resident, a member of the city council, and a Democrat. He says such comments are divisive.
It does kind of offend me a little bit, you know, divide and conquer, and I just don't agree with those statements. And unfortunately, we've seen that happen here in the state, and I think it would be very unfortunate to see it, you know, nationwide.
It may rub Schrader the wrong way. Nonetheless, Walker's message has been welcomed by conservatives across the country. Republicans have noticed that he has won repeatedly in a state their party hasn't carried in a presidential year since the 1980s. As Walker himself often notes, the last Republican to win Wisconsin's electoral votes was a guy who grew up just across the state line in another small town called Dixon, Illinois. He became a governor, too. His name was Ronald Reagan. Don Gagne, NPR News.